B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Gimel. We're going to start 11 lines from the top of the Amud. And we saw already on Daf Beis Amud Beis, there was a discussion in the Gemara regarding the minimum required size of a sukkah. So over there we saw, at least at one stage in the Gemara, that according to one opinion, the minimum size sukkah is roishoy v'ruboy v'shulchonoy, enough space for a person's head, most of his body, and a tefach of a table to be able to fit in, which is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. And there was another opinion that says that the minimum size sukkah actually has to be 4 amis by 4 amis. Says the Gemara, Omer of Shmuel bar Yitzchok, halacha, the halacha is tzricha shetei machzekes roishoy v'ruboy v'shulchonoy. That the minimum size sukkah is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, in order that a person, his head, most of his body, and the table will be able to fit into the sukkah. Now, before we continue the Gemara, we're going to turn to Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. On Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows: Mi shehoya roishoy v'ruboy b'sukkah. If a person, his head and most of his body was in the sukkah, v'shulchonoy b'soy chabayis, but he was sitting at the table, but the table itself was actually in the house. Beis Shammai poislin u'beis Hillel machshirim. Beis Shammai say that's not good enough, and it's possible. Beis Hillel say it's kosher. And then there's a discussion in the Mishnah. Now, if we were to read this Mishnah carefully, it's very interesting. The terms mi shehoya roishoy v'rubay b'sukkah v'shulchonoy b'soy chabayis seems to be addressing the person, the way he's sitting in his sukkah. It does not seem to be addressing the sukkah. It doesn't say a type of sukkah that's too small and can only fit roishoy v'rubay and cannot fit a table. Is it kosher or not kosher? So it seems we're talking possibly about a big sukkah, and it happens to be the person is sitting at the edge of the sukkah at a table, that the table is inside the home, not under the schach. And that's the discussion. However, when we continue in the Mishnah, the terms used, Beis Shammai poislin u'Beis Hillel machshirim, the terms posel and kosher don't normally refer to the way a person is doing the mitzvah. Then it would say yoitza or not yoitza. Posel and machshirim seems to be a halacha on the sukkah. That means if the discussion was, is the sukkah a valid sukkah or an invalid sukkah, we would say kosher posel. So we have here a seeming conflict in the Mishnah. Are we talking about mishahoya? Are we talking about the way the person was sitting in a large sukkah? Then it should say yotza lo yotza. Are we talking about the sukkah itself, as we see, posel kosher? Then the Mishnah should not be discussing mishahoya, somebody who's sitting like that, rather should be discussing the size of the sukkah and what the sukkah can contain. Can it contain a tefach for the table as well or not? And that's what we're going to discuss now in our Gemara. Says the Gemara that we just saw now that Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said the halacha is that the sukkah has to be able to hold roishoy v'ruboy v'shulchonoy. Omele Rebaba. So Rebaba now asked, Kaman, in the Mishnah of Chof Ches Amud Aleph, we saw Machloikus Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Which opinion in the Mishnah there would this halacha be following? Kabei Shammai. Are you saying it's following Beis Shammai? Because it was Beis Shammai that said, Mi shehoya roishoy v'rubay b'sukkah v'shulchonoy b'soy chabayis, Beis Shammai poislim. It's Beis Shammai that say that if the table is not in the sukkah, then it's posel. And over here it says the halacha is that the sukkah has to be large enough for a machzekes roishoy rubay v'shulchonoy. So Rabbi Abba is saying, could it be that the halacha is like Beis Shammai? We know the halacha is not normally like Beis Shammai. Omerle. So he said back to him, Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said back to Rabbi Abba, Elo Kaman. Well, yes, that's the halacha, and who then do you want the halacha to be like? Who then would this be following if not Beis Shammai? And the reason that this halacha is obviously following Beis Shammai is because the Mishnah there says that according to Beis Hillel, you don't need the table inside. So according to Beis Hillel, at this point in the sugya, we assume that a sukkah that cannot hold a table is still kosher, as long as it's roishoy v'rubay, that's sufficient. That's one version of the Gemara. Ikad Omra, another version in the Gemara, Omer Rav Abba. It was Rav Abba that said, D'omar l'cho mani, Omer le, Beis Shammai hi, v'loy tozuz mina. That it was Rav Abba that said that, who is this halacha that you, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, are quoting? Who is it? And Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said, it's Beis Shammai hi, v'loy tozuz mina, don't move from that. That is the halacha. And Tosfos here discusses that even though normally the halacha is like Beis Hillel, there are a few exceptions, and this could be one of them. That the halacha is like Beis Shammai, that there has to be space in the sukkah for a table as well. Maskif lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok is now asking that mimai do Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel besukkah ktano pligi, dilma besukkah gdeilo pligi. You Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok, when the halacha that you're discussing is the minimum size of a sukkah, as you said, the sukkah has to be able to hold Roshev Rubei V'Shulchonoi. And then you're jumping to the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches and discussing, is it Beis Shammai, is it Beis Hillel? Well, who says the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph is discussing a small sukkah? Maybe it's only discussing a very big sukkah that the table happens not to be in the sukkah. And there we have a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but it could be that everybody agrees. It could be Beis Hillel also agrees that a sukkah that's not big enough to hold a table is possible. But Beis Hillel just says that if it is big enough to hold a table, and the table happens not to be in the sukkah, it's still kosher. In which case the halacha here would be following Beis Hillel just as much as it would be following Beis Shammai. Who told you that they're arguing about the minimum size of a sukkah? Maybe they're only arguing when you have a large sukkah. And he's sitting at the opening of the sukkah, and the table that he's sitting at is inside the home. He's not Yaitza because we're afraid he's going to get pulled after the table, and then he himself, the person, will be outside the sukkah. And Beis Hillel say, we're not afraid of that, and therefore he's Yaitza, it's okay. And I can even show you proof that that Mishnah is talking about a large sukkah, not the minimum size sukkah. Diktoni, as we said when we read out the Mishnah first, it says in the Mishnah, Mi shehoyo roishe v'rubei b'sukkah v'shulchonei b'soich habayis, b'shamay poislinu b'shilil machshirim. It's talking about mi shehoyo. It's talking about the person and the way he was sitting in the sukkah. V'im isa, and if you were right that the machlekes in Daf Chav Ches is discussing the minimum size of a sukkah, it wouldn't be discussing mi shehoyo. It would be marzekes v'einei marzekes mi poile. It would be a discussion if a sukkah could only hold Roshe V'Rubai, or if it can also hold Shulchonoi. And since the Machlokes is only by Sukkah Gedoila, it could be that everybody agrees that the minimum size Sukkah is such that it could potentially fit a table 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. Says the Gemara, I hear that. So are you suggesting that Basukkah Ktana Loi Pligi? Are you suggesting that they're only arguing by a Sukkah Gedoila, but by they're not arguing regarding the minimum size Sukkah? And therefore you said that what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said, the halacha is that a Sukkah has to be able to hold the table as well, could well be following Beis Hillel, not just Beis Shammai. V'hotanya, we saw in a Braisa, and now we're going to see a seeming contradiction in a Braisa, and we're going to assume that the two Braisas are actually arguing with this Machlokes, that does a Sukkah have to be able to hold a table or not? We learned in one Braisa that the Tanakh, that let's first see, Machzekes Reishiv Ruboi Vashulchonoi Kshero. The Tanakhama says that when is a Sukkah kosher if it could hold at least Roshe V'Rubai V'Shulchonai, which is the 7 Tvachim. Rebbe Oymir, Rebbe says, Achiei Boi Arba Amis Al Arba Amis. Rebbe says that the minimum size Sukkah actually has to be 4 Amis. By 4 Amis, we'll discuss that more a little bit later. But we see, according to the Tanakhama, this a minimum size Sukkah has to hold Roshe V'Rubai V'Shulchonai. V'Tani Yidach, in a different Braisa, we see that Rebbe again says, Oymir Kol Sukkah Shein Boi Arba Amis Al Arba Amis Psula. There's no contradiction regarding Rebbe. V'chachomim oimrim afilu einim marzekes elo roishei v'ruboi ksheira. In this price, the chachomim say that the minimum size sukkah it's enough if it can only hold roishei v'ruboi. Even if it cannot hold shulchonoi, it's already kosher. V'ilu shulchonoi loy katoni. In the second price, it doesn't say that the sukkah has to be able to hold the tefach of the table. Kashyo Nahadodi, they seem to be contradicting each other, these two brises. Elo lav shma mino, hobe is shamay, hobe is hilal. It would be logical to say that one brisa is b'shamay, one brisa is b'shilal. The first brisa is b'shamay that says that sukkah has to be able to hold Rosh Evrubi v'shulchonay. The second brisa is b'shilal who would seem to hold that a sukkah only has to hold Rosh Evrubi, not shulchonay. So from this contradiction, it would seem that the Mishnah on Daf Chof Ches, the Machloikas b'shamay b'shilal, is also, at least also, discussing a sukkah ktano, not just a sukkah gdela. And then we're back to what we said before, that the halacha that the sukkah has to be tzricho shatei marzekes, roish evrubash b'shulchonoi, will only be following b'shamay, not b'shilal. Omar Marzutra. And our Marzutra is saying, masnisin nami daika, from the same Mishnah, Daf Chof Ches, I'll prove to you that they're arguing regarding a small sukkah. Before we brought proof from the Mishnah that they're arguing by a big sukkah, from the fact that it says, mishahoyo, it's discussing the person and the way he's sitting in the sukkah, and not discussing the size of the sukkah. Now Marzutra is saying, I'll bring you from the same Mishnah an opposite proof. And we mentioned this before, that it says, bishamai poislim. Bishamai don't say that he was not yoitza. He didn't do the mitzvah in the right way because we're afraid he's going to get dragged after the table. No, it says posel. Posel seems to be that the sukkah is not valid. Ubishilal machshir and bishilal say it's a kosher sukkah. Vim isa, and if it's true that they would only be arguing by a big sukkah, then it's not a discussion about the sukkah. The sukkah's fine. It could be a huge sukkah. There's a side argument, since your table happens to be in the house and you're sitting at the edge of the sukkah, are we afraid that you're going to follow your table into the house and then you will be eating outside the sukkah or not? Bishamo imrim lo yotza, or bishilal imrim yotza, mi boyele. The Mishnah should have said yotza and not yotza, not posel and kosher. Ve'elo kasha, you're going to ask me now the contradiction. Mishahoya? You're going to say, well, before you said from the words mishahoya that they're arguing by a big sukkah. Now you're proving from the words posel and kosher they're arguing by a small sukkah. Says the Gemara lo'ilom betarati pligi. The truth is they're arguing with both. They're arguing in a big sukkah when there's an issue where the table is, and they're arguing with this, they're also regarding the minimum required size of a sukkah. Pligi b'sukkah ktana, or pligi b'sukkah gdela, v'chisurim mechzura v'hochik toni. We have to read into the Mishnah some more information on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. V'hochik toni, this is how you have to read into the Mishnah. Mi shehoya roishe v'rubay b'sukkah v'shulchoni b'seich habayis, a type of sukkah which the sukkah in and of itself is a big sukkah. However, the person happens to be sitting at the edge of the sukkah, and the table is in the house, not in the sukkah, then b'shama imrim lo yotza. We have to add that into the Mishnah. B'shama, I don't say posel, because the sukkah is a big sukkah, but the way that this person is sitting in the sukkah, lo yotza, he's not required, he has not fulfilled his requirement. U'bishilal lo imrim yotza. B'shilal say he is yotza. However, regarding a small sukkah, which can only hold Rosh Evrubi and cannot hold the table, Rosh Evrubi bilvad, b'shamay poislim, b'shamay say the sukkah is posel, or b'shilil machshirim, and b'shilil say that the sukkah is kosher. So that seems to be the conclusion here, that indeed it's a machlokes b'shilil and b'shamay, also by a big sukkah, also by a small sukkah, and the halacha is like b'shamay regarding the small sukkah, that a sukkah that can only hold Rosh Evrubi, it's posel, it has to be able to at least hold Rosh Evrubi v'shulchonai. And now we're moving back to what we saw before, Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe said that a sukkah has to be 4 amos by 4 amos. The, so to speak, Tanakamas in the two brises, which we said one is following B'shamay, one's following B'shilal, but the two Tanakamas, they say a sukkah does not need to be 4 amos. It either there needs to be Roshe V'rubay or Roshe V'rubay V'shulchonoy, but certainly not 4 amos. Now we're going to discuss this. Man tana lahadu tonu rabbonon. We have now a brisa, and this brisa is going to teach us many halachas that the common denominator between all of them is that they are referring to a home, a bayis, that is at least 4 amos by 4 amos. Less than 4 by 4 amos is not considered a bayis. Tonu rabbonon, bayis she'en by 4 amos al 4 amos, then a home, a house which is smaller than 4 by 4 amos, the following halachas apply. Number one, potur min hamezuzah. Then the biblical requirement to put a mezuzah doesn't apply there. Umin hamakeh, the biblical requirement to put a fence on its roof, doesn't apply there either. We know that the concept of tsaras could apply to a home as well, but if the home is less than daladaladamas, it would not apply. If this type of home, we know that a home in a city surrounded by a wall, when it gets sold, then at some point the sale is permanent and you can never redeem it, and even at Yovel, the home does not go back to its original owner. But that's only if it's got the status of a bayis. If this bayis is less than 4x4 amis, it's not nichlat. The sale is not absolutely permanent, but bote orichayma, and the concepts and the halachas of bote orichayma are going to be discussed at great length later on in Shas. Ve'in chayzun olav me'erichay melchama, that we know the pasuk says that somebody who just bought himself a new house, then in certain occasions, in certain situations and circumstances, he does not need to go out to war with everybody else, but that's only if the house that he's just acquired is, was just built, is at least the size of 4 amis by 4 amis. Ve'in ma'arvin boy. We know, we've learned this at length in Maseches Erevin, that even though min ha-Torah, one is allowed to carry anywhere which is considered a Roshus HaYochid. Anything surrounded by three walls is considered a Roshus HaYochid. However, the Chachomim said that if within this Roshus HaYochid, you have one area that belongs to one person, and another area that belongs to somebody else, or another area that belongs to a number of people, it's shared by a number of people, then it's similar to a Roshus HaYochid and Roshus HaRabim, and therefore if we were to allow you to carry from one type of Roshus HaYochid, a private type of Roshus HaYochid, to a more communal type of Roshus HaYochid, you may by mistake end up carrying from Roshus HaYochid into Roshus HaRabim, and therefore what we have to do is we have to make all the people sharing that Roshus HaYochid, so to speak, be associated to a single home, as if it's a single Roshus HaYochid belonging to one entity, not to lots and lots of private entities. And what would happen often was that there would be, off the Roshus HaRabim, there would be a Mavui. Off the Mavui, there would be Chatzeres, there would be an alleyway. Off the alleyway, there would be courtyards. And in each courtyard, there would be a number of homes. So to carry from a private home into a shared Chatzah, then that's an issue. So you would have to do a Ruvei Chatzeres. To carry from a chotzer, which either just has one home in it, or has a number of homes who have already become merged with an Eruvei Chatzeres, and to carry from a chotzer like that into a movui, which is shared by a number of chatzeres, again, is an Isad Rabbonon, even though the movui is also considered a Roshus HaYochid min HaTeira, and therefore you have to merge all those chatzeres, so to speak, into one chotzer. And in that one chotzer, everybody belongs to one home. So you've got, that is called Shitufei Muvois, where all the people, all the chatzeres sharing a mavui, have all combined. That's called Shitufei Muvois. Now, that means all the homes in a chotzer have to take some bread, which is going to represent them, and put the bread into one of the homes in that chotzer. And then it's as if all the people in that chotzer are associated to a single home, and then they can all carry from their respective homes into the chotzer, because it's as if they all live in one home. That's called a Ruvei Chatzeres. The halacha is only a type of bayis, which is adjacent to this chotzer, which is the size of Dalad Amis al Dalad Amis, that's called dwelling in a private entity, and you have to join the Eruv. If, however, you just have a small place which is less than 4 amis by 4 amis, we've said here in the Braisa that in Ma'arvin Boy, that this home does not need to give any bread to put into the Eruvei Chatzeres. And the same Ve'in Mishtatfin Boy. If you have a chotzer, and the only home which is in this chotzer is this small home which is less than 4 amis by 4 amis, then this type of chotzer that only has one little place in it, which is less than 4 by 4 amis, then that chotzer does not need to join the Shitufei Muvois, and as long as all the other chatzeres have made the Shitufei Muvois, then they can all carry from their respective chatzeres and homes into the Mavui. That's the halach of Ein Mishtatfin Boy. And now the question is, where do you actually place the bread of the Eruvei Chatzeros, as we said, it has to be placed inside one of the homes of that Chotzer. And then it's as if all the people sharing the Chotzer are associated to a single home. So here again, not only is a home which is less than 4x4 amos not required to give any bread to be part of the Eruv, the breads which are collected and representing all the people sharing this chatzah actually is not allowed to be placed in this bayis. It has to be placed in a home which is 4x4 amos, because the purpose, as we've discussed, of this Eruvei Chatzeros, it's as if they're all dwelling in one place. It has to be a place which is fit for dwelling. Less than 4x4 amos is not a place fit for dwelling and would invalidate this Eruvei Chatzeros. That's what it means. V'ein manichin boi Eruv, the Eruv Chatzeros cannot be placed in a bayis which is less than dalad amos. And we're going to discuss soon whether shitufei muvois can be placed in such a home. And the way Rashi explains that here, Rashi understands, and we learnt about this in Maseches Eruvin, that every city, every town, regarding Shabbos, we know that on Shabbos a person is allowed to walk around, and we're not talking about carrying, we're talking about walking, going. You're allowed to go anywhere in the city that you were when Shabbos came in. It doesn't matter how big the city is. Beyond the city, you're only allowed to walk up to 2,000 amos, and that's it. That's the end of the tchum. But every city is given a virtual type of a belt called a karpef. And if the karpef, of which is just 70 amis and two-thirds, 70 amis and four tvachim, around the city. So if you have two cities, and they each have a karpef, and the two karpefs actually blend into each other, which means that the distance between the two cities is less than 141 and a third amos, then the two cities are considered one city, and you can then go from the edge of one city to the other edge of another city of that second city, and it's all considered as one city, as one town, and you can walk there on Shabbos, and the tchum will start beyond that second city, the 2,000 amos. Now, what happens if the two karpefs, these two belts, do not actually meet each other, but there's a home that this single home actually touches both of those belts? That means this home is exactly in between the two cities, with less than 70 and two-thirds amos on between it and one city, and less than 70 and two-thirds amos from it and the other city. Then this bayis actually also serves to merge the two cities. And not only a bayis, also a hut, which we'll soon see, but a bayis can actually connect these two cities. However, if this bayis is less than 4x4 amos, it will not serve as an ibur. The reason it's called ibur is a mu'uberes, a pregnant woman has a protrusion. So this karpef, this belt, is so to speak a protrusion from a town. And so v'ein oisin oisin ibur ben shtei ayoris, this house, which is less than 4x4 amos, cannot serve to extend the two cities, that they should both become one. Ve'einu achin v'ashutfin cholkin boy. And this is another halacha, that if two brothers inherit a home, a house from their father, then normally whatever they inherit, they can force each other to split. You get 50%, I get 50%. However, a house which is less than 4x4 amos, then they cannot force each other, since each one would not be getting a substantial... we'll discuss that soon in the Gemara. But this house, which is less than 4x4 amos, they cannot force each other to split it. And to Gemara and Baba Basra, what they can do, they can say to each other, either you buy the whole thing, or you let me buy the whole thing. Goid, ayogud. But you cannot say, we have to split it and get 50-50. It's too small. That's what it means. Ve'enu achin v'ashutfin, brothers or partners cannot force each other to actually chilkin boy, to split such a small house. So that's the end of the braisa. And now the Gemara is going back to our sugya. Leima rebihi v'loy rabbonon. We saw before that Rebbe says a minimum size sukkah has to be dalad amos al dalad amos. The rabbonon that we saw before, the Tanakhama of those braisas, said it doesn't have to be that big. So now the Gemara is suggesting that this whole braisa that we saw, that bayis has to be dalad amos al dalad amos, it would seem that it's just following Rebbe, not following the Rabbonon. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu teimer rabbonon. It could even be the rabbonon that ad kan loik om rabbonon hosom. When do the rabbonon say that it doesn't have to be dalad al dalad amois? Elol inyan sukkah. That's only regarding sukkah. The diras arayi. The nature of sukkah is that it's a temporary type of dwelling. It doesn't need to be a fixed and permanent dwelling. It doesn't need to have the status of a bayis. Aval legabe bayis. However, all those halachas mentioned in this brisa, where we need bayis, the diras kevahu, which is a permanent and fixed structure, afilu rabbonon moida, even the rabbonon who say that a sukkah can be less than 4x4 amos, they will agree that regarding regular halachas of bayis, de'i is be'dalad amos al dalad amos, dairu be'insha, only if it's the size of 4x4 amos, people would regularly dwell in it, and it has the status of a bayis, vi'i loy, but if it's not 4x4 amos, loy dairu be'insha, people will not dwell in it, and therefore the brisa that's speaking about the halachas of bayis could be even according to the Rabbonon, who say that sukkah does not need to be that big. And now the Gemara, till the end of the Omid, is going to discuss some of those halachas which are not related to sukkah, they're related to bayis that we just saw in the Brisa. Omar Mar, we saw in the Brisa the first or five of the halachas mentioned, potur min amezuzah, umin amake, ve'ein metami benegoim, ve'ein nechlat v'bote erichoyma, ve'ein choyzin olav me'erich ha'mulchoma, those five halachas, my tama, what would be the source that they are dependent on bayis, on a house which has the status of bayis, which is at least 4x4 amos? Says the Gemara, the bayis ksivbu bakulu. With each of them, it says the word bayis, and Rashi brings. It says mezuzois beisecho, kisivne bayis chodosh, ubo asheloi habayis, ki yimkir beis moishav, ashebono bayis chodosh. Rashi brings the five psukim, which are these five halachas that are dependent on bayis. Continues the Gemara, the next halacha, ve'ein ma'arvin boy, ve'ein mishtatfin boy, ve'ein manichin boy eruv, that we said that an eruv echatzeirois cannot be placed in, even though it has to be placed in one of the batim within that particular chotza, it has to be placed inside the bayis, which is dalad al dalad. It cannot be placed in this bayis, which is too small. My tama, because the whole purpose of Eruv Echatzeirois is that it should be considered as if all the people are dwelling in one home and not in their each one of their respective private homes. But it's got to be that they're all living in a place that's fit for dwelling. So it must be the size of a bayis, that it's Chozi Ladira. Says the Gemara, what can we deduce from here? That Eruv Echatzeirois Ein manichin boy, because we'll notice it said ein ma'arvin boy ve'ein mishtatfin boy. That was as far as does this home, this individual who's living in this home which is too small, does he have to be part of the eruv? We said he doesn't need to be part of the eruv, not the eruv echatzeris, not the shitufei muvois. And then when it comes to placing the food of the eruv, it just says ein manichin boy eruv. You cannot put eruv chatzeris in there. It would seem that regarding shitufei muvois, that the piece of bread, or the bread that is representing all the chatzeros, can be placed in this bayis, which is too small. And we have to understand that. Eruv chatzeros in manichin boy avol shituf, the shitufei muvois, manichin boy, it would seem that you can put into this bayis, which is too small. My tama, why would that be true? And says the Gemara, Deleigora michotzor shebemovi, because the whole purpose of Eruv Echatzeris is that it should be perceived as if all the homes are living in one home. So we can understand you have to put that Eruv into a home. It's got to be the right size. Shitufei Mavois, what it's doing, it's as if all the different chatzeros are sharing one chotzer. Where do you have to put that? You can put the food representing all the chatzeros into a chotzer. It doesn't need to be put into a bayis. That's what Eruvei Chatzeros is for. Shitufei Mavois is just to, so to speak, connect all the chatzeros as if they all associated to a single chotzer. It doesn't even need to be in any bayis. As long as it's in a protected place, it doesn't need to be in a bayis. The legora michotzer shebemovui. For all intents and purposes, you can place the shitufei muvois in the chotzer itself. It doesn't need to be in a bayis at all. So there's no reason not to put it into a small bayis. Ditnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, eruvei chatzeros bechotzer. It's not actually a Mishnah, it's a braisa, that we said in the braisa, eruvei chatzeros. where do a Ruvei Chatzeres be placed? Bechotzer in a Chotzer. We're soon going to see that this cannot be understood at face value, because we just said now that a Ruvei Chatzeres has to be put into a bias. We'll soon see. A Ruvei Chatzeres Bechotzer. Shitufei Mavois B'mavui. That the Shitufei Mavois has to be put in a mavui. And even that we don't understand, because the whole purpose of the Shitufei Mavois is that everybody should be associated to one of the Chatzeres. Of course, you can't leave the Shitufei Mavois in the alleyway in the mavui. It would have to be placed in one of the Chatzeres. V'havinon bo, when we were discussing this brisa, says the Gemara, we asked, a Ruvei Chatzeres b'chotzer? You can place the Ruvei Chatzeres in the Chotzer? That wouldn't suffice. It has to be placed in one of the homes. And then it will be perceived as if all the people sharing the Chotzer live in a single home. What none did we not learn in the Mishnah in Erevin Daf Pehei? Hanoisin Eruvoi, that if somebody takes the Eruvei Chatzeres and places it the base shar in the entranceway, which was a type of cubicle where the Shomer would sit, a base shar, an achsadra, a porch, or marpeset, or a balcony, eino eruv, it's not sufficient, because it has to be placed in a dwelling place. It has to be as if all the people sharing the chotzer, so to speak, are dwelling in a single home. These things are not called a home. V'hador sham, and somebody who lives in any of these three, in a base shar, achsadra, or marpeset, and doesn't live in a home, eino oser, if he doesn't share in the eruvei chatzeres, it's not a problem, because he's not called dwelling, and that's not a type of dwelling that is going to cause that you cannot carry there without the eruv. Elo eimo, what do you have to read into the brisa? Eruvei chatzeres, when it says in the brisa, eruvei chatzeres b'chotzer, it doesn't mean you can put the eruv in a chotzer. No, of course it needs to be in the bias. Eruvei chatzeres b'bias shebechotzer. It has to be placed in a bias in that chotzer. You cannot take the eruv chatzeres of one chotzer and place it in a bias in a different chotzer. It has to be placed in this chotzer, but not in the chotzer itself. In a bias belonging and associated to this chotzer. And the same is regarding Shitufei Mavois. Shitufei Mavois, b'chotzer shebemavui. You have to place the food representing all the chatzeres in any chotzer, not in the mavui, in a chotzer, but it has to be a chotzer that's associated to this mavui. So what do we see from here? That Eruvei Chatzeres, that is, that Shitufei Mavois, can be put in any chotzer associated to this mavui. V'hai, and this bias, which is less than 4x4 amis, lo gora mi chotzer shebemavui. Pretend it's got no walls, pretend it's got no roof. It's just open air. It's within a chotzer in this mavui. That's sufficient. And that's why in the brisa it just said that you cannot place the Eruvei Chatzeres in such a small house, but Shitufei Mavois you can place in such a small house. Continues the Gemara. Vein oisin oise ibur ben shtei ayoris. Another halacha we saw, that if you're trying to make an extension, a protrusion from a city, and connect two cities by connecting two karpaves, these two virtual types of belts around the city, and make it into one city, then if the bias, which is connecting the two karpaves, is less than dalad al dalas, it would not connect them. Says the Gemara, da'afilu kaburganin lo'im ashvinon le'im. Because if you have a hut which is connecting these two cities, it would be sufficient. And a hut is smaller than Dalad al-Dalad Amas. But a bias, which is less than Dalad al-Dalad, is even worse than a hut. My Tama, why would that be true? Because Burgan in a hut, Chozi l'milsayu, whatever it was made for, it's serving a purpose. It's significant, and therefore it can connect the two cities. V'hai, but this bias, and the purpose of bias, is to live in, to dwell in it, and to dwell in it on a permanent basis, not just a temporary going in there for some shade or just going in there temporarily, but it's there to be a permanent dwelling. If it's smaller than Dalad al-Dalad Amis, V'hai lo'i chozulim, will say it does not serve the purpose of dwelling, it does not serve the purpose of bias, and therefore it's insignificant and cannot connect the two cities. The next Mishnah. The next halach in this brisa, ve'enu achin v'ashutfen chelkin boy. And what we thought this meant, and the basic reading as we read it, was that normally brothers who inherit a home or partners in a business, they can force each other at any point to split up the property and say, you take half, I take half. The halach is that if you have a bias, a house, which is less than 4x4 amis, you cannot force each other to split it into half. You can force each other, either sell me the whole thing or let me, or buy the whole thing. But you can't force us to split it. Tama, it would seem from here that the whole reason is the lesbe daladamis, that because it's not 4x4 amis. Ho isle daladamis, it would seem that if you have a house which is 4x4 amis, chilkin, then you can force each other to split. And this seems to contradict the Mishnah. Votnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Baba Basra and Daf Yud Aleph, ein chilkin es achotzer. It's regarding a chotzer, but the same applies to a house. The Ritva says there's no difference between the two. That a chotzer, what happens if you inherited or if you own as a partnership, you own a chotzer, a courtyard? Achi heboy arba amis leze va arba amis leze. Only a chotzer, which is 8x4. And when you split it, each of you are going to get a significant size chotzer, 4x4 amis, then you can force each other to split. But if it's less than 8x4, which means when you split it, neither of you are going to get 4x4, you cannot force each other to split. So the question is, over here it would seem that a house which is 4x4, you can force each other to split. But that wouldn't be true. Only a house which is 8x4, you can force each other to split. Elo Emo says the Gemara, we're not talking about splitting the house. Of course, to split the house, it has to be 8x4. And it's not good enough that it's 4x4. So what we're talking about here, that a bias which is less than 4x4 has some consequent on splitting up the property, yes, it's talking about a different halacha. Elo'ema ein boi din chaluka kechotzer or bechotzer, which means that when you have a courtyard which is serving some homes, and for example, you might have four homes, and they each have a door, an entranceway to this shared courtyard, then when we split the courtyard, how do we split the courtyard? And that's a machlekes of Huna and Rav Chisda. If you have two owners, one of them owns one of the entranceways and the other person owns three of the entranceways, so Rav Huna says, you get a percentage in the chotzer depending on how many doors you have. If you own a quarter of the doors, you get a quarter of the chotzer. If you own three quarters of the doors, you get three quarters of the chotzer. Rav Chisda Omar, Rav Chisda says no. Rav Chisda says, Noisin chol pesach v'pesach arba amis. First and foremost, every doorway, doesn't matter how wide it is, but extending from the entire width of the doorway, extending four amis into the courtyard, that's going to be given, when you split a chotzer, that's going to be given to whoever owns that particular doorway. The rest of the chotzer v'ashar, cholke noisi b'shove, you split equally between the amount of people, the amount of owners that own this property. And now we're coming back to this halacha. When it says over here in the Braisa that a bias which is not 4x4 amos, then ein chilkin, what does it mean? It means in the chotzer. That hanemili, bias, when you have a bias, dilemheve koi, that this bias is going to endure, it's no reason that this bias should be demolished at any point. Then we give significance to the entranceway because the entranceway is serving the bias and it's going to serve the bias long term. And therefore, according to the entranceway, every person gets that share in the chotzer. As we saw, according to Rav Huna, it's considered a pesach to get that percentage in the whole chotzer. And according to Rav Chisda, you would get the four amis from each chotzer. That's only if it's the house of this doorway is 4x4 amis. Then Yehivne lechotzer, such a type of house gets a share in the chotzer. Hi, but if you have a house in the chotzer which is less than 4x4 amis, the lemistar koi, it's going to be demolished. The chotzer is not going to serve it long term. Lo yovinon lechotzer, you do not get any part of the chotzer based on that type of a house. So according to Rav Huna, you wouldn't get anything in the chotzer. And according to Rav Chisda, you would get your share in the chotzer, that means if you own the chotzer, you'd get your share, but you would not get four amis in front of the chotzer. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue with Hilchas Sukkah from here.